If there's one thing we've learned about business and life, it's that people are the X factor. They constantly surprise us, both in amazing ways and not so much. We're Ben and Sia, and welcome to the Gnaw on This Business Bites podcast. This show is all about real life things we all deal with every day, how they relate to business, and how to make some sense out of our daily chaos. Welcome to the show. And welcome back to another episode of Gnaw on This Business Bites. I'm Ben, and this is Sia. So here is this week's question. Are you busy or are you productive? And can you tell the difference? Way too many people tell me day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, I'm so busy. I'm so busy. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm so busy. But when you ask them what they're busy, I'm just busy. They can't define it and they can't figure out why are they busy. And there are so many people I know that go from task to task to task to task to task. And they just, it's daily firefighting. And it's just setting up the minutiae instead of taking the time and going back to previous episode, building a strategy, you know, because either they are completely and absolutely reactive to either what clients want or management wants or leaders want or whatever, or they're just not taking the time to organize themselves and create a schedule, say, all right, this is what we're going to do this week. And you know, come Monday morning when I show up at 8 a.m., I know what I need to be doing this week in order to be productive and to be able to make sure that we accomplish the things that need to do and be able to say, hey, wait a second here. Is this a priority? Great. If this is a priority, wonderful. No problem. What can I give up in order to make that happen? And it's how we manage our time. It's how we manage our relationships. It's how we lead 360 degrees that makes the difference between we're busy or whether we're productive. Sia, let's gnaw on this.
I'm queen of this conversation. That's, I'm like, I don't even know if I want to talk right now. So
are you talking about my Saturday morning text?
Yes, you little rascal, you. Want to explain the story, Ben?
Every Saturday morning, Sia gets a text from me. It says, so here's your friendly, loving reminder. It's Saturday morning. And the undertone of that is the episode
hell?
Up? Where the blankety episode? Blank is the episode? It's Saturday. It should be up by now. So I can tee it up for Tuesday.
I'm the worst. I know I'm the worst. And I don't know what it is because I get like all these like little tasks at hand and I keep forgetting this one. And so as the queen of I'm busy, but am I being productive? I'm telling you guys, I'm working on it. It's a work in progress. There's no two ways about it. I do have a tendency to be like, I've always been the advocate of like, you know, what's that saying with like idle hands, the devil's whatever.
Yeah. Idle hands are the devil's worship.
Yeah. Yes. So, and let's all, and everyone that knows me knows that apparently I am typically the instigator of all my friends. Whenever they go off the deep end and stuff, it's usually me going like, who proposed that idea? No, on this 3 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, whose idea was, I'm kidding. But I will say this, having a task list, I have to have because my brain works. I'm ineffective otherwise. Otherwise, I'm just like randomly darting. I start things and I don't necessarily finish that one because I see another task that needs to get done. Like literally, I am that person, who was it, Maria Kondo or whatever. It's like, you know, remove things that don't make you happy. And I'm like, okay. And I move it to the next room. But that little space, that 2 feet of space I just looked at is okay. And then never mind everything else around you. And you're just shifting crap all around the place. So, yes, I feel this. I probably should be sitting back and listening to someone else know on this. But that being said is this. If you guys raise your hand, everyone give me applause, the green little button there. If you're like me where you start a lot of tasks but don't finish and you start going on other things, then this message is for you. which is have your task list. Yes, because you have to do it. There are things you have to execute, but one added step to that is have a reason why you're doing that. So I have to do
Absolutely.
these three things, but this gets you to 3 days of relaxation. You don't have to look at these topics again because
Right.
we need to know the why of things. Like, again, people of my mindset, I'm just saying
No, it's important.
that is what helps us understand why that task matters. And I think many brains need to remember that. So yes, we might be busy, but you're productive because now you know why this is feeding into something.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. I hear so many people say, but I'm a good multitasker. I'm a good multitasker.
No.
Nobody multitasks. What you do is you do one thing, and then a split second another, you do something else, and then you go split second later, you go back to the first thing. You cannot physically concentrate on two things at the same time. This is why people get into car accidents changing the radio station in their car. You know, I was in a bad car accident 12 years ago. And, you know, and I said, he says, I said to the thing that he asked me, what was the biggest thing I would say? He says, I have a real big problem doing things more than one at a time. I can't do three things at the same time. They said, you never could. I go, what do you mean? He says, well, I was always able to have three things on the go. He says, no. What you did is you did one thing, then you flip to the other one, then you flip back, then you flip to something else. You are far more effective when you can sit there and say, here's the strategy of what I'm going to do. Because when you're constantly using your brain power to try to flip back and forth, flipping back and forth, you're missing something every single time. And something gets lost in the translation, something gets demoted, something gets misplaced, whatever it is. And our best work, when we want to do our best work, it's called getting into the zone and say you're doing the deep thinking. And I can't write when I have music playing. I can't do, you know,
Oh.
or any of that. Or that. There's lots of people that can. There's lots of people, you sit there and you watch them and they've got their earphones in, or they're watching a television show while they're building something. My question is, how much more effective would you be if you did one and then the other?
100%. 100%. It's funny that you say you can't do music. I can do music as long as there's no lyrics.
Okay, I get
So
that.
I can do like beats and like just music playing in the background. I listen to I found the station like on YouTube. It's like ADHD music, they call it, and
Right.
it's like repetitive, but it's
Yeah.
still got some melody to it.
Yeah.
So my brain is still getting that fixation of like a melody, but it and the beats is repetitive, so it kind of keeps you kind of going with that rhythm. Like I've got the song, I've got one of the songs in my head right now as I'm talking to you going, yeah, you know that beat.
That beat, yeah. Can't
But
everybody
yes,
else hear the beat that's going on inside my ear?
it's either classical music. I think classical
Yeah.
music is also another wonderful thing you could listen to. But again, going back to finding out what works for you, some people think they can multitask, like you say. It just means they have ability to focus maybe an inch longer of time than you. But you're right. I don't know of anyone that can truly mask like multitask extraordinarily well and sustain it.
Right.
I do think executive assistants, like folks that are in that role, are probably the strongest suited multitaskers out there because they have wonderful memory on things.
Yes.
But I don't know if it's necessarily boom, boom, boom all at once. I think
But
if
I
they have a
think
really
they're
good
far
memory.
more organized. I think what they are is they're people that are far more organized. If you look at
Ah, okay.
a great VA has lists and calendars and contact lists and everything and systems and processes that they've built. And they know when they have to get back to somebody because they don't remember when they have to get rid of somebody. It's or when they have to get back to somebody. It's in their calendar.
Yeah.
You know,
Oh,
what
yeah,
I
you're
do is
right.
people do this to me all the time. People tell me, it says, well, could you get back to me in 3 weeks to talk about da 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 da. What I'll do right after the meeting is I will send them an email saying, hey, great to talk to you about this. Glad we talked about this, 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 and this. I will get back to you in 3 weeks. And then I copy paste that, put it into Outlook, schedule it for 3 weeks, And in 3 weeks, I'll send them an email or I'll call them up and say, hey, you know what? We talked 3 weeks ago on this date, we talked about this. And this was what our next step, what we said our next steps were. Are we ready to move forward? Over those 3 weeks, I never thought about it. 10 minutes before I was supposed to get in touch with them, I didn't think about it, but it's in my calendar. It doesn't
That's
mean that I
true.
forgot about it. It doesn't mean that I was that it that it's not important. It just means it's not important now. So what I've done is I've built a system that just says, hey, listen, put that memory on paper, digitize it, schedule it for when it needs to be scheduled, and do with it. I do the same thing with emails. If somebody says, get back to me in 3 weeks, I may write the email now and schedule it for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And
Well,
that's building systems and processes. That's being productive because you build the systems and processes in place instead of just going being reactive when, oh my God, we have to deal with this because it just came up in my calendar.
yeah. You know what's funny? I, damn it, I try so hard to do things like that, you know? And especially like if I'm on the go. And the problem is like I will try to do shorthand, if you will. And so I'll put it in my calendar of like, Ben follow up.
Yeah,
And
and
like
you won't remember what it is.
at the time I'm like, oh, proud of myself. I put it up. And then you're like, is Ben following up with me? Am I following up with Ben? Who's
What am I
following
following
Ben?
up with
Should
him
I call the
about?
police for him? What's going on? So yes. So again, I think it goes back to your brain and to be aware of like, because at that point, now you're creating busy work for yourself and
Yes.
you're not being productive. And so,
Yes.
again, it's such a weird balance. You know, we should, if there's a neuroscientist friend out there, and I'm sure there's gonna be a lot of like organizational coaches out there to be like, hey, here's your whatever. I think it would be really intriguing to hear like what other techniques one can use or leverage. And I'm a big, big fan of, I do believe not one technique is one size fits all. I can
Not at
tell you
all.
right now the way your brain works, Ben, and the way my brain works, it would be like catastrophic failure, even possibly for both of us with that one
Yes,
particular technique, right?
absolutely.
Because, but oh man, alive, it hurts though, guys. And I just want to acknowledge, yes, you're busy and you're working, and there's no two ways about it. There are some tasks that do feel mundane,
Yes.
but they are part of the, the wheel to turn and all that. But I think be aware of putting yourself into busy work when it doesn't necessarily have a result or it's not part of the overall thingy. Because I see this too much. You guys don't be like me and start tweaking things and start like, I'm going to move it over 0.25 inches to the left.
Yeah.
It's that's busy work. That's not moving the needle forward. That's just being, honestly, at that point, maybe it is a little on the OCD side of things, but whatevs. Whatevs. You know what I'm saying? But I think we
But
have to talk about that.
we all get involved with that. I mean, if you watched me on my website, the amount of times I go in and out of my website, to because something came up to me at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Oh, wait a second. Oh, okay. And I know that if I don't do it now, I'll forget about it. But what I should do is write down the 10 different things I was going to do, and then come back at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock at night and do all 10 of them at once. But no, I'll sit there and go, oh, I got a free hour because I'm not doing anything. All right, I'll go in there and I go in. Oh, wait a second. Oh, I saved it and I got out. Oh, wait a second. I have to go back in because I forgot to do this. And none of us are perfect. None of us are perfect. I mean, I wish that I was one of those people that was productive all the time and didn't do any busy work. We all do it. It's a matter of being conscious about it, and it's a matter of saying, how do I lessen the busy work and how do I increase the productive work? And even if it's doing 10% less and 10% more, you're still on the right track. You're never going to be 100% productive. And most people are not 100% busy work. Or if you're in 100% busy work, God help you. It just means that somebody else is controlling your life, and you're just living in a reactive zone.
And that's
And
not a good
being be,
place.
and
Yeah.
that's
Oof.
not and that's not a good place to be. So we need to look at our lives and sit there and say, what can we do to be able to take better control over how we act and how we react? And how do we develop some systems and processes that work for us and enable us to be more productive? Because, as you said, Sia, what works for you may not work for me, and vice versa.
Yes.
So let's leave it there. I'm Ben,
And I'm Sia.
and we'll see you soon.
Hey. Thanks for listening to another episode of Not On This Business Bites. If you liked what you heard, we most humbly ask that you like, share, and hit that subscribe button. If you want to communicate more effectively within your organization, contact Ben at IamBenBaker.com or me at BrilliantBeeMedia.com. We can help you build your community, brand awareness, and personality through digital content and podcasting. We cannot wait to hear from you. See you next week for another episode of Not On This Business Bites.